Waterbury Landscaping, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, is Ken there?
No, he isn't. Can I take a message?
Yeah, is he going to be back in the office today, maybe tomorrow?
I'm not sure if he'll be back today, and it's kind of hit and miss with him in the office.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, my name's Danny, and I'm with Cardiff. And that's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Uh-huh.
And my direct line's 858-779-0424.
Okay.
And I was calling about some financing the company's done through Vision Financial.
Uh-huh.
Is there maybe an office manager, something like that around I can speak with?
That would be me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name's Cecilia.
Oh, hi, Cecilia. Yeah, I was trying to, you know, touch base with the business about some offers we sent out based on that financing through Vision. We had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance as well as working capital up to about $250,000. So yeah, I just want to, you know, touch base and see what kind of plans or projects you guys had lined up this summer where you might need some financing.
I don't know that he has anything for this summer going on. But I got your name and your number, and if he starts looking for somebody, I can give it to him.
Right, yeah, and that's, you know, I was trying to just see what you guys had lined up. I mean,
yeah,
is there time?
I think he's pretty set right now.
Right, is there like a time of year you guys look to add on equipment that you know of?
Is there what?
Like a time of year you look to add on equipment?
No, that's also whenever something breaks or he gets a job that's too big for the equipment he has.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think he's got just about every size there is. Not really, but I think he's pretty set. But yeah, no, there's no time. He doesn't do it in the spring or whenever. He just does it when he needs to.
Yeah, right. And you guys, I'm guessing you use like dozers and bobcats, maybe loaders and haul trucks, stuff like that.
We have 18-wheelers, we have dump trucks, we have, I don't think he's got any bulldozers out there, I'm not sure though. He's
mm-hmm.
got, excavators, he's got backhoes,
yeah, he got the whole line.
Yeah.
That's good.
His father had a site construction business,
uh-huh.
and he's pretty much went out of business, so it all sits here for his use.
Well, yeah, that's good to have. He's definitely got options, you know, for multiple
yeah.
jobs. And those equipment, you know, typically last pretty long as well, depending
yeah,
how hard you run them.
He just bought a new excavator and a new backhoe, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a new backhoe.
And a new dump truck and a new 18-wheeler and...
It's just going off.
right, all at once. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
You can't do that all at once.
He likes his toys, obviously.
Oh, well, you know, crap keeps breaking.
Oh, really? Has it been... That is, you know, once they start breaking, it feels like they just all fall apart, you know?
And it just breaks again and again and again, and, you know, every time you use it, you've got to fix it. And
right. Was it like the hydraulic lines on it? I know those tend to blow off pretty easy.
No, it was just the grinder that he bought, the old one was just way old and abused and everything. No, stuff's just getting old and
mm-hmm.
you know, his like I said, a lot of it was his father's and you know, that's, he started business in, back in the 70s, I think, or the 60s,
right.
60s
wow.
or the 70s, they opened their business, so,
all
his stuff is getting old, and, yeah, so,
yeah.
But I think he's set for right now.
Okay, no problem, yeah, is there, like, an email I can...
Sure.
What's a good email for you?
It is Waterbury, W-A-T-E-R-B-U-R-Y,
mm-hmm.
landscaping, at gmail.com.
gmail.com. Alrighty. Yeah. Okay, I'll send you some, you know, some info over there. You guys keep on file.
Yeah, and he sees that. He looks at the emails.
He'll see it, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and I mean, is there like do you guys usually lean on a specific bank when you look to finance the equipment, or do you shop around for the best deal?
He shops around.
Right. Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you guys have like lines of credit with a certain bank you use for materials or anything like that?
No. Not really.
Oh, you guys don't have a line of credit?
Well, we have lines of credit with the material suppliers.
Right. Like the receivables then?
Yeah. But, yeah, no. Not with bank.
Not the bank? Okay. And is that what you use it for? Like, the receivables, do they have, like, a net 30 payout? Like, you got to pay them back, you know, for whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that, Mike, what type of materials you guys use? I'm just curious.
He buys dirt, he buys mulch, he buys
mulch, dirt, yeah,
millings, he buys I don't know. Oh, he buys irrigation parts.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. And you just use, like, the line of credit for that.
Yeah, just stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I was just curious, because we also do working capital as well. And, you know, we can free up gross annual sales, or free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, you know, as unsecured cash. And it's definitely, you know, a way for, I know some businesses that is tough, you know, if you had those little 30 to 90 day net payouts from your customers. You know, with the cash flow and also having to buy materials. So it's definitely a way to kind of, you know, free up a little bit of equity in the business. It allows you guys to, you know, use it as well.
Yeah. Most of the work we do is payable on completion, too.
Oh, okay. So they put like like 50% down, and then they're like 40. Okay.
We do have some big jobs that we do draws for,
mm-hmm.
and everything, but a lot of his work is pay upon completion.
Right. So okay. That makes sense.
That helps with your cash flow.
That really does help your cash flow, and also
if you got it flowing in. Yeah. So.
Right. Okay, and what were sales like last year for you guys?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I've not looked at that, and I don't remember how long.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure what he did last year. I'm wanting to say, I don't know. I'm wanting to say 400,000 or 500,000.
Okay.
But
That's
I'm not
good.
Sure about that.
Okay. All right.
It might have been more because he did have a few big jobs last year.
Right.
So it might be more than that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'll go and shoot him that email. And, I mean, when's the best time, you know, for me to get in contact with him to see how things, you know.
With him, like I said, it's hit and miss. He tries his best not to be in this office.
Right, he's just always out there.
If he's in here, he can't make no money.
True, that's a good way to look at it. Okay.
So he tries his damnedest not to be here.
Right. Okay. Alrighty. Well, I'll send you that email over there, and
he'll see that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'll send that about 15 minutes. And thanks for all the info. You're real helpful.
Okay.
All right.
You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.